Six forest fires were confirmed in a popular cottage area yesterday afternoon, says Aviation, Forest Fire and Emergency Services, AFS. As of last night, June 23, the Wattabeag Lake area fires were not under control and some residents have left the area as a precautionary measure. Wattabeag Lake is near Matheson and all of the fires received aerial fire suppression yesterday, along with four fire ranger crews being on site. The AFS reports the confirmed fires are Kirkland Lake 8 measures 1 hectare. It is located near the north shore of Wattabeag Lake and just east of Brown Lake. Kirkland Lake 9 is 0.1 of a hectare and is located along the southwestern shore of Wattabeag Lake. Kirkland Lake 10 is 0.4 of a hectare and is located northwest of Wattabeag Lake. Kirkland Lake 11 is located on the west side of Wattabeag Lake and 1 kilometer south of Toy Lake. It measures 0.2 of a hectare. Kirkland Lake 12 is 0.4 of a hectare and is located near the southwest shore of Wattabeag Lake, approximately half of a kilometer southwest of Big Island. Kirkland Lake 13 measures 0.2 of a hectare and is located approximately half of a kilometer east of Lezert Creek on the southwest side of Wattabeag Lake. Two other fires were reported in the northeast yesterday. Cochrane 17 is about 6 kilometers northeast of Cochrane on the southern shore of Sunset Lake. It is not under control at 01 Wawa 7 is under control at 0.2 hectares. It's located half a kilometer southeast of Tarpon Lake on the west side of Highway 17. The fires of not that aren't under control according to AFS are Cochrane 7 was confirmed on June 2. It is 18,400 hectares and located northeast of Lake Abitibi. Intense fire behavior has been noted this week. Several helicopters, two teams of heavy equipment and five fire crews are dedicated to this fire. CL-415s from Ontario and Quebec were on the scene of this fire yesterday, along with two bucketing helicopters. Cochrane 11 was confirmed on June 17. It is estimated to be 300 hectares in size and is located about 5 kilometers west of the community of Fort Albany and south of Big Island. High fire intensity was exhibited on Wednesday and aerial fire suppression helped to lower fire activity on June 21. Friday, a belly tanker helicopter continued to work in conjunction with crews on the ground on the active fire, with good progress being made. Cochrane 12 is located approximately 8 kilometers west of Attawapiskat and measures 68.2 hectares. It has been responding well to fire suppression efforts. Cochrane 16 is located approximately 8 kilometers south of Moose Factory and is estimated at 4 hectares in size. Two fire rangers crews are working to establish a hose line around the perimeter of the fire. Chaplot 3 was confirmed on June 1. It is a 3,916-hectare fire located 2 kilometers south of October Lake and 2.5 kilometers west of Vicha Lake. Chaplot 6 was confirmed on June 4. It is a 1,239-hectare fire located 2.5 kilometers west of Morin Lake and 1 kilometer east of Bulco Lake. Sudbury 10 was confirmed on June 2. It measures 1,370 hectares and is located 3 kilometers west of Fox Lake and 5 kilometers east of Atchison Lake. Sudbury 17 was confirmed June 4. It is a 5,857-hectare fire located 3 kilometers west of Mattawamson Lake and 0.5 kilometers east of Pilot Lake. Multiple crews are committed to the fire. It is not under control. As of June 23, there were 27 active fires in the northeast. Of those, 17 were not under control, 1 is being held, 8 were under control and 1 is being observed. The fire hazard across the region is high to extreme. Timmins remains under a fire ban, with no open air burning being allowed.